الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained, like in the previous surah also, that Allah is the creator, the controller of the entire universe. Yeah, now in this ayat, Allah explains certain aspects of how Allah controls and runs the affairs of the entire universe. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Tadbir se utarta hai kaam, aasman se zameen tak. In a very orderly way, Allah Ta'ala orders the matters between the heavens and the earth. Whatever is going to happen, that Allah Ta'ala gives the order, and it comes from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. The malaika come with those orders onto this earth. Wherever they are ordered, whatever work they have to do, they go and complete that work, that order of Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ پھر چرتا ہی وہ کام اس کی طرف. And then they return what they report again to Allah Ta'ala. The report is filed at the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, which is so to say the headquarters, the office from where all orders are given. And after the completion of the work, the report of the completed work is returned there again. Then they go to Allah Ta'ala and personally give a report of all the work that they had to do and the execution of that work. فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. ایک دن میں جس کا پیمانہ ہزار ہزار برس کا ہے تمہاری گھنٹی میں. And all this work is done in a day, with the measurement of the day is 1,000 years as you people counted. That is, according to our counting, 1,000 years. They come down with that order, which according to us would take 500 years if a person would walk his normal walk. And that according to Shariat is measured round about 80 kilometers in 3 days. So 800 kilometers in a month. Multiply that by 12, and that will give you 1 year. And then multiply that by 50,000. That is the distance which you Allah Ta'ala has given from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, which the malaika come. So in 500 years they come down according to our measurement of time. And another 500 years to go up. But for the malaika, it is just a few seconds or a few minutes. According to our measurement, it is 1,000 years, the coming and going from the arsh of Allah, execution of that work, and reporting back to Allah and filing that report. ذَلِكَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. یہ ہے جاننے والا چھپے اور کھلے کا. This is Allah Ta'ala, who is the knower of all things which are hidden and all things which are open. Allah is the knower of everything. And this also Allah has explained this according to our understanding. For us there are things which are in the unknown. For Allah there is nothing in the unknown. Everything is known to Allah Ta'ala. But according to us, there are many things that we don't know. And there are some things that we know, but Allah knows everything. Al-Azizur Rahim. Zabardast Raham Wala hai. And Allah is the most powerful. His power overpowers each and every one, each and everything. And everyone and everything together cannot overpower Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the most merciful and the most kind. In Rahim is that mercy of Allah Ta'ala in which there is no difficulty or pain also. In Rahman, it's also Allah's mercy, but a person experiences some difficulty or pain. Like for example, a person has to take bitter medicine. It's good for him, he's going to get relieved of the problems he got, but he'll feel that bitterness. Rahim is like taking such medicine in which you know there is no pain. It is sweet and it does its work. So Allah is Rahman also, Allah is Rahim also. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ. جِسْنِ خُوب بَنَائِ جُو چِيز بَنَائِ. It is He who has made so beautiful everything that He has created. created. And the best of creation is this human being. If we just have to ponder, we did not make ourselves, our parents did not make us, we don't make our children. It is only Allah who has made us. How He has given us two eyes on the correct place. In between them the nose, the mouth, the forehead. How beautiful Allah has made this insan. And everything else Allah has created, and created it most beautiful and most perfect. وَبَدَى خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ. Or شروع کی انسان کی پیدائش ایک گھارے سے. And then again think, this human who is so beautiful, how we cherish our children, how we admire our little children, especially when they are so cute, etc. But just think a little bit that Allah Ta'ala is that person, is that being that started the creation of this human being from mud. Allah Ta'ala made this human being. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاهِمْ مَهِينٍ. پھر بنائی اس کے اولاد بچھرے ہوئے بے قدر پانی سے. Then Allah Ta'ala made the children, the offspring of Bani Adam, of the children, مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ, from that water that was regarded, that was disregarded, it had no value. And also ma'i mahin, from dirty, disgraceful water. That is the drop of semen. When husband and wife, mother and father are having relations, and no matter how much they enjoy themselves, but when the semen comes out, they feel it is dirty, it is filthy. And they wipe it off also, and they go and take a bath also. That this was dirt and filth. From that Allah made human beings. From sand, from mud, and from clay. And then from this dirty water, the semen which is so napak, and a person dislikes. It has touched his body, it has touched the bed, etc. But from that Allah's Qudrat, what a beautiful human being He had made. ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ. پھر اس کو برابر کیا. Then Allah balanced His everything. His eyes are balanced, His legs are balanced equal, His hands. So وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِن رُوحِهِ. پھر اور پھونکی اس میں اپنی ایک جان. Then Allah Ta'ala blew the life into that child. Allah's command came, and this child that was made so beautiful in about 4 months in the womb of the mother, then life came in that child. And for about another 5 months, the child is alive in the womb of the mother. Now life has come into the child. Who else has got this Qudrat to blow that life, to make this human being, to make the eyes, to make the heart? Scientists, etc., can claim many things. But can they make one eye? Can they make one heart? All this Allah has made. And if they have to make something like an eye or something like a heart, they will make such a big noise about it. Allah is making on a daily basis, according to present day statistics, 500,000 eyes for the 250,000 babies that are born daily in the world. 500,000 ears, lips, 250,000 hearts, lungs every day Allah is making and giving to mankind. So this is that great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. اور بنا دیئے تمہارے لئے کان اور آنکھیں اور دل. And it is Allah alone who has made for you your ears and your hearing faculty. He has made for you your eyes and the power to see. He has made for you your hearts and the function of the hearts. This is all the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. تم بہت تھوڑا شکر کرتے ہو. But we are very, very, you make shukr of Allah Ta'ala very, very little. And you don't appreciate the great ni'mets of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, which Allah has bestowed upon you. So man, as the Quran Sharif says, if he just ponders within himself, the greatest proof of Allah's existence and the great Qudrat, unlimited Qudrat of Allah, is you yourself, O insan. If you just think Allah gave you brains, Allah gave you eyes, Allah gave you every part of the body and free of charge, all of this, how great and how kind is not Allah Ta'ala? But as Allah says, you make very little shukr. We never even take out a minute or two to ponder, who gave me this? to make our little money of this dunya, whole day we are spending our time. But Allah who gave us these things which we can't buy anywhere, which we cannot pay for with all our money, Allah gave it to us free of charge. But we don't think a little bit, we don't make shukr to Allah, we are not appreciative, and we are not obedient to Allah Ta'ala. All this is to draw on us that we should turn to Allah, we appreciate His favors, and become die hearts of His, and make His ibadat as He wants it to be. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.